And if you are dealing with those feelings of loneliness, if you've been wrestling with that, let me speak a word to you right now. You are not alone. Your God is with you. Your God is for you. And He has filled you with His precious Holy Spirit.
You don't have to spend another moment feeling lonely. God has a life of boldness, acceptance, and love for you. Join Jeremy Pearson's on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as he begins this week's teaching, Speak the Language of Faith.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearson's, and I so appreciate my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, inviting me to be a part of this broadcast again this week. Now, if you missed last week's broadcast, I want you to go to kcm.org and you can download them absolutely free. No charge to you at all. And that's just the way KCM continues to desire to get the Word of God into your life. And that is one thing that I have looked up to my grandparents for now for so many years, that there's one priority in their lives, there's one priority in their ministry, and that is to get the Word of God out. Get it into the lives of people who will grab a hold of it and believe it and walk in it and let it be a blessing to their lives. And that's what this broadcast is about. That's what today and this whole week is about, is finding out from the Word of God, not asking anyone or anything else to tell us who we are. You find out from the Word who you are, and then you live it. And that's the way it begins to produce a difference in your life. And that is exactly what we've been talking about, is this difference that is supposed to be in our lives. All last week, we spent talking about the kind of difference that our lives as believers should be marked by. And we're going to continue to do that this week. Let's pray. We'll get right back into the Word. Father, we thank You today for Your Word. We come before Your Word boldly, expecting to hear and to see and to receive things that will change our lives forever. I pray over every person listening and watching this program. I thank You, Father, that You are at work in their lives and You are bringing life and health and peace to their lives and increase in every single area. We thank You for it and we praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go together to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. This is where we left off last week. On Friday's broadcast, we'll get right back into this study. We've been talking about how our lives are supposed to be different. We are supposed to be marked by difference. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we looked at that. If the world is asleep, you and I are awake. If the world is drunk with the inability to think straight, to talk straight, to walk straight, you and I should be marked by a difference. We should have the ability to think the Word of God, put His words, His thoughts in our mind and let them become our thoughts. That's how we are transformed from the inside to the outside. It's by the renewing of the mind. That word renewing means renovation. And that's a process you are probably familiar with. Maybe you've gone through a renovation process in your own life, your own home. What happens? You get in there and you rip out whatever can't support what you're about to put in. If there's foundation that can't support what you need to put in, you rip it out. If there are walls that can no longer hold up the structure, then you rip them out and you put something new in there that can hold up what you're about to build. The same thing has got to happen with the way you and I think. You've got to rip out old ways of thinking, ways that don't line up with the Word of God. There's an old way of thinking that says, I'm so guilty, that says, I'm so full of shame, and I've messed up so many times. I've just sinned too big this time. You've got to rip that out, and not sweetly, mind you. Just rip it out and replace that with, He who knew no sin was made to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Now that is a new way of thinking. Mercy and grace are new ways of thinking. And when you begin to think the Word of God, you think it, and then you start to speak it. And that's when it's got power behind it. Amen? So that's the kind of difference that our lives are supposed to be marked by. 1 Thessalonians 5, again, he says, we are not sons of the night, but we are sons, we are children of the day. The kind of difference that is supposed to exist between you, the one who knows Jesus and has the Word of God, between you and the rest of this world who doesn't know Him, is supposed to be a night and day difference. Praise God. That's what we've been talking about. And as you look around you and the world that you and I live in, I find that it is marked by one thing primarily, and that is fear and uncertainty about the future, especially the world we live in right now. Uncertain about where we're headed, uncertain about the government and the economy, uncertain about your health, uncertain about everything. We just don't know where we're headed. We just don't know where it's going. It could be good, it could be bad, it probably will be bad. And you hear people talk it, talk it, talk it. Well, if the world is marked and defined by its uncertainty, you and I should be defined by our boldness in the Lord Jesus Christ and our boldness to grab a hold of the Word and say, this is what my future holds, this is who I am in Christ, and this is the life that I will live in Him. So we spent time looking at the life of Joshua. God spoke to him and said, be bold, be strong, and be courageous. Then He gave him what we called a source for boldness. Boldness without a source is not boldness. It's just trying to put something on. It's just trying to act a certain way. But boldness is true boldness when it's got a source. And the source for Joshua's boldness was God said to him, I am with you everywhere you go. I'm with you. We looked at the life of Joseph. Here's somebody who's his family turned their back on him, rejected him, wanted him dead, sold him into slavery, but yet the Lord was with him. When everybody else had abandoned him, he was not alone. And it's for that reason right there, and that this is why we spent so much time looking at this. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. That I must have said it 100 times. That's bedrock revelation and foundation to who you are in Christ Jesus and who you are through the eyes of the Word. You have to recognize right away, my God is with me. My God is not hidden from me. My God is not trying to keep Himself a secret from me. He is with me. He desires to reveal Himself to me. That's why He gave me His Word. That's why He gave me the Holy Spirit, because He wants me to see. Your God is with you everywhere you go. And it's for that reason that little feelings of loneliness, just little feelings that try to come over you sometime and you just think, I just feel so lonely. And it doesn't seem like a big deal because, hey, you know, if you don't have very many friends and you don't have a lot of family nearby, then it's okay. I understand you feeling lonely. And we try to talk ourselves into, well, that might be okay. And then just kind of pet that feeling inside you. You need to recognize right away that that is not from God and that is not okay with Him. And if you are dealing with those feelings of loneliness, if you've been wrestling with that, let me speak a word to you right now. You are not alone. Your God is with you. Your God is for you. And He has filled you with His precious Holy Spirit. You are not alone today, nor will you ever be in your entire life. You weren't built to fight this fight alone. You aren't built to walk this life on your own. God said, I am with you everywhere you go. Praise God. That is our source for boldness. Now, we spend all that time leading up to the New Testament where we're looking now in Hebrews chapter 10. So if you've got your Bibles, I want you to look there. Hebrews chapter 10, and this is where we left off on Friday's broadcast. Verse 19 of Hebrews 10 says this, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest. What does that mean? It means having boldness to go into where God is. Having boldness to come into the presence of God. And it was just a few chapters before this that he said in chapter 4 of Hebrews, verse 16, let us therefore come, how? Boldly to the throne of grace. Get right up in there in the presence of God and don't come in all scared. Don't come in all talking about how unworthy you are. Don't come in with this fake lying humility that's not really humility. You come boldly. True humility is to line yourself up with what God says. And if He said, come boldly, then you come boldly. And you come boldly into the presence of God, into the very courtroom of God, to the very throne of God, and you come boldly into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Again, remember, your boldness has to have a source. What is your source for boldness? Now, there is a certain amount of I guess you would use the word boldness that goes along with some people's personality. Some people, depending on the environment that they've been brought up in or the environment that they've spent a lot of time in, they may have a certain amount of boldness, a certain amount of brashness and not fear. I think about a young kid who grows up in a house with maybe a dad who is just an adventurer, man. I mean, he's an outdoorsman, he's a hunter, he's a fisher, he just loves things fast. You know who I think of? My Uncle John. John Copeland, the CEO of this ministry, that guy, he's a brilliant businessman and a great leader, but I'll tell you something else about him. He just never really grew out of wanting an adventure. He just, if you knew him at all, this is one of those guys, he loves the outdoors, he loves sports, he loves hunting and fishing, he loves anything fast. If it goes fast, he wants to be on it. Not just on it or not just in it, but driving it. That's what he wants, that's what he likes. And everybody knows that about him. But here's what's fun to watch. It's fun to watch his kids now, Courtney and John and Alex. It's so fun to watch them grow up in the household with John and Marty, who are both great adventurers and love just action. And now I'm watching little John. And this guy, this young man, is not afraid of anything. He is bold about everything. You put him on, my Uncle John put his little boy, Jonathan, on a dirt bike, I don't know, must have been 18 months old. Oh, he's probably a little older than that, but it seemed like it was that early on. And now what they have is a young man growing up in their home who's not afraid of anything. And I love that. He's not afraid of anything fast. He's not afraid of getting out there in the wild. He really enjoys that. And you take somebody, something like that or another family similar, and you take a young person growing up in that household, and because of the environment, there's a certain amount of boldness when it comes to certain things. But the kind of boldness that I'm talking to you about in the Bible is the kind that's not afraid of anything, no matter what arena of life it touches. You take somebody who grew up in an environment like that, and it's good. We need to raise our kids in an environment where they're not afraid, and they're not afraid to try new things and jump out and take on an adventure. But you take a young boy, a young guy who grew up like that and loved the outdoors and all that kind of thing. You grow him up a little bit, and now he's 20, 21, 22, maybe up to 25 years old. And here's a kid who maybe he wasn't afraid of all that stuff, but you start talking to him about, I don't know, say, marriage, children. And all of a sudden, this young guy who's not afraid of being in the outdoors, now there's this other thing, and it tries to strike fear into your life. But the kind of boldness I'm talking to you about is not just a boldness that can be attributed to the environment you grew up in. It's a boldness that supersedes the environment you grew up in. It supersedes whatever experience you have had or haven't had, and it becomes the very life that you live. That's the kind of boldness that I'm talking to you about. And that kind of boldness has to have a different source. That kind of boldness doesn't just have a natural source. It's not just a young person who grew up in a particular kind of environment. This kind of boldness has to have a supernatural source. And according to this scripture, Hebrews 10:19, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest. Think about that. Think about what it means to come into the presence of God, creator of the universe, the one who put breath in your lungs today, the one who gives you your every breath, the one who gave you your life, this awe-inspiring, awesome God who's bigger than even our minds can wrap around, the God who created everything and put everything in its place. He said, come boldly to me. What an awesome thought It is to come boldly into His presence without fear, without trembling, without wondering whether or not He's going to let you in or whether or not He's going to punish you today for something you did or didn't do. No, He said, come boldly to the holiest. Now, you're going to have a source for that kind of boldness. And according to Hebrews 10:19, what's your source? The blood of Jesus. That is your supernatural source for boldness. And if the blood of Jesus is enough source for boldness to come into the presence of God, then the blood of Jesus is more than enough to make you bold in the presence of Satan himself. When he tries to attack you with something in your life, whether it's sickness, whether it's disease or poverty or lack or discouragement, depression, whatever it is, the same thing that gave you boldness in the presence of God will give you boldness in the presence of your enemy. And by the very means that you come before God, you can say, God, I come before you today by the blood and through the blood of Jesus. And you come humbly and boldly before Him. Well, the same thing gives you boldness in the presence of your enemy. Satan, I speak to you in the name, by the word, and by the blood of Jesus. You take your hands off me. You take your hands off my family. You get your hands off my finances. Look, you've got a source for boldness now. And the same thing that gave you boldness in the presence of God will give you boldness right here on this earth in any situation that you can go through, anything that you can imagine. You have a source for boldness. Now, what you need to understand, and we mentioned this last week, but I'll say it again, what you need to understand about the blood of Jesus is that was the price that was paid for you. The blood of Jesus was the currency of exchange that God put down in redemption. When man fell, sin entered, and death through sin, death by sin. And Romans chapter 5 tells us that death reigned over man. Death was in control. Death was in charge. And death held man hostage. Everything that goes along with death, those thoughts of death, the living life according to the course of this world, like Ephesians 2 says, everything about it was death and dying and decaying, and it held man hostage, and it demanded a payment. It demanded a payment that it thought could never be paid. I demand perfection. It wasn't the payment of silver. It wasn't the payment of gold or money. It demanded perfection. So God paid with perfection. He gave Jesus. He gave the blood of Jesus. And that's the price that God put on the table and said, I want my man back. That's the price that was paid for you. Now, when you know the price that was paid for you, and only then, once you know that price, only then can you know what you're truly worth. Only then you know that there could never be a price put on your life, never a price of money, not a price of silver, not a price of gold, nothing short of the precious blood of Jesus. That's what you're worth. And when you know what you're worth, when you know what inherent value God has put on you and in you, it causes this boldness to rise up in you. You say, I know who I am. Somebody says, do you know who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? And you say, I know exactly who I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. That's what I'm worth, because that's who He has said I am. It's your source for boldness. The blood of Jesus is your source for boldness in the presence of God, boldness in the face of your enemy, boldness in the face of any challenge that you go through. It's the blood of Jesus. This verse goes on. It says, we enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Verse 20 says, by a new, I want you to notice every word of this, by a new and living way, which He consecrated for us. So our source for boldness in the presence of God is this new and living way that He consecrated for us. Three things I want you to notice about this. It's a new way, it's a living way, and it's a way that He consecrated. It's a way that Jesus made for you. So if your source for boldness is a new way, a living way, and a way that He consecrated, then there will be no boldness in an old way, a dead way, which is a way that you made for yourself. Do you see that? Can you see that your boldness is because there's a new way, a living way, a way that Jesus made? There is no boldness in the old, dead way. The old way was you perform to try to come into the presence of God. The old way was you try to measure up according to this law. The old way was you do your very best and we'll see if it's enough, but it's probably not. And that way, He said, it's old and it's dead. We know that according to the book of Galatians, it says circumcision, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision, just representing that old way of doing things according to the flesh. It's, the book of Galatians says that they mean nothing. They have no effect. They are of no, they don't produce anything. In Christ Jesus, faith works by love. So this old way can't bring you before God. It has to be through Christ Jesus. That's the new and the living way that He consecrated. You can't consecrate this way for yourself. The best example I can think of to illustrate this to you would be for me to tell you, I spend a lot of time in airplanes. My wife and I fly everywhere we go. We're in airplanes all the time. And I'm not afraid to fly. As a matter of fact, probably one of the only airplanes that I would ever be afraid to get in and fly is one that I built. That's the only airplane that I would ever be a little hesitant to fly. Why? Because I don't know anything about building airplanes. Now, I've never built one and I don't plan on it. But if I were to try to take my limited knowledge of what it takes to build an airplane and then go fly it, I would not be bold in the one that I made for myself. You understand that? I would not be bold to drive a car that I built for myself. I would not be bold to try to sleep in a house that I built for myself. I don't know anything about building those things, about putting them together. I would not be so bold as to do that. My boldness is knowing the one who built it. My boldness comes from knowing the one who put it together. And that's what He's saying here. You have a new way, a living way, and it's a way that He built for you. It's a way that He made for you. When you come boldly into the presence of God, you come by the blood of Jesus, you come by this new and living way, knowing you didn't make your own way. You didn't try to build out your own way before God. He did it. Jesus did it by His blood. Jesus did it by His word. And then He said, you come, you give me all your labor and I will give you all my rest. In Jesus' name. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. So thankful for the new and the living way that He made. That's your source for boldness into the presence of God. I'm out of time. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in just a moment.
When the enemy tries to move in, there's no need to run and hide. It's time to step in and send him running. No matter who you are or where you came from, you can be free to live life to the fullest. God no longer sees you under the curse, unworthy, sick, or poor. Understanding who you are in Christ is key to living in the fullness of the good life promised. In Kenneth Copeland's 8-part CD series and study guide, Understanding Who You Are in Christ, you'll be transformed by this foundational teaching and in-depth study on the reality of redemption as you begin to see yourself as God sees you. You've been redeemed from the curse, so begin to enjoy all that belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. You'll also receive free with purchase Jeremy Pearson's Bold Beyond Uncertainty, an effectual complement to this teaching. Make the decision, know who you are in Christ, and claim your victory. Order the Understanding Who You Are in Christ package at a 40% savings for just $30 at kcm.org. In this 8-CD series and study guide by Kenneth Copeland, learn the power of knowing how much you are loved. And free with purchase, you'll also receive Bold Beyond Uncertainty, a CD teaching by Jeremy Pearsons. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
One of the most foundational things to any believer at any point in time in their lives is to discover who they are and to understand who they are in Christ Jesus and to understand who He is in you. And that is why we're making this 8-CD series available to you, understanding who you are in Christ, learning to see yourself like God sees you. This is a teaching by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, and you know that when you get into something like this and you begin to study the Word of God, it will make a difference in your life. And that's why this CD series comes along with a study guide. You're going to absolutely love and you're going to enjoy studying these foundational truths. And when you order this product, what we want to do is send to you absolutely free, Bold Beyond Uncertainty, just a one CD message for you. This is something I preached not long ago, and it's a lot of the same things that we've been talking about on this broadcast, but you get it all in one place, and I know you're going to enjoy it. So when you order this product, you'll get this for free, and we just want to bless you with it. So order yours today. Make sure that you take some time to go visit kcm.org. You know, you need things that help build your faith. You need things that you can set your eyes on, get in your eyes, get in your ears, get them down into your heart. That's what kcm.org is all about. That's what I've told you this ministry is all about. And that website is just another way for us to get the Word of God into your life. So there's materials on all kinds of topics. If you're needing help in one particular area, just go look on the website and see if you can find it. Chances are you will. And it's there. It's available to you absolutely free. We absolutely love just going and filling back up on these past broadcasts. And there may be something I said to you over the course of these broadcasts, and you're thinking later on, what was it he said? Just go back and look at it. It's totally free to you. And we love making that available to our partners and everybody all over the world. If you have a desire to walk and to live in victory in every area of your life, start feeding on the Word of God. And if you don't know where to look, start with that website, and it'll be a real blessing to you. I want to invite you to make sure you're joining us on all these broadcasts this week, because we're going somewhere with this. I've got some big things in my heart that I want to get over to you, and I know the Lord is excited for you to grab it and begin to walk in it. It'll make all the difference in your life. Praise God. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.
Join us for the 2011 31st Annual Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, July 4th through the 9th. Immerse yourself in the Word with teachings from Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Saturday morning, Gloria Copeland teaches Healing School. Monday through Friday, 1440 Student Ministries is available for ages 13 to 18, and the Super Kid Academy will be in session for kids ages 6 to 12. It's all free July 4th through the 9th in Fort Worth, Texas.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
A life that's built on faith in Jesus is a life that has hope as its expectation, always expecting good. Why? Because grace came to you and said, this is what I want to give you. This is what I want you to have. I want you to have abundant life. I want you to have your needs met.